The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Sandra Birchmore, she was a 23-year-old young woman who had found out she was pregnant, 3 months pregnant, at the time of her demise. But the story doesn't start there and it doesn't end there. It goes all the way back to the age of 12. She first encountered police officer Matthew Farwell, who was part of the Police Explorer program in the community, normally a good, positive thing. Except in this case, she was starting to get groomed at the age of 12, 15, having sex with Matthew Farwell, although the correct term would be statutory rape, and eventually getting pregnant with his child at age 23. And as the allegation goes, he wasn't too happy about that coming out, so her life was ended. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. And this case goes beyond Matthew Farwell as well. There's so much to unpack here. Let's just kind of start at the beginning before we go into any of the specific details. What was your reaction to this story when you first started to hear the details?
It's just appalling. You know, the idea that we have people in law enforcement who are grooming teenagers and you know, even the allegations that are, you know, we don't know if everything alleged here is true, but the allegations that there were multiple officers involved, multiple people aware of what was going on. It's just a nightmare. I think it's something that in no civil society can we tolerate having, you know, predators and law enforcement. It's just despicable.
These are the ones we find out about. And I say, I mean, I'm not anti-police or anything like that, but I'm anti just bad people. And there seems to be a lot of bad people. There seems to be a lot of bad people in the police. And there's sometimes good people that cover for bad people, which in turn ends up making them a bad person as well. Yeah. And there's a lot of that in this case. I mean, there's a lot of elements of this case that kind of remind me of Ellen Greenberg a bit, where it's like, okay, let's have the ruling of this with the medical examiner be suicide. And it finally, years later, someone goes, that doesn't quite seem very right. And it's changed to suicide in this case. Luckily, the family didn't have to take it to the Supreme Court to get that done, which is still in process in the other case. But eventually they do change it to suicide and things start going downhill very quick. Let's talk about that a little bit, because in this case, we have this murder that takes place in February of 2021, just a month after what they're calling person number two, a friend of Sandra's that knows the story, knows the backstory of the abuse all the way down to the age of 15. And they're adults now. She's 23. But she knows the story and she thinks, you know, there's going to be other people out there. These predators don't just, you know, they don't just have one and done usually. And she wants to protect other people. So she, on her own, calls the police department, talks to the person that's named as person number five in these reports, who works a police dispatcher at the police station, and tells them about the abuse, what happened there. And at this point, it's just allegations. But what happens with that information? It goes directly to Farwell. It doesn't go to HR. It doesn't go to a captain or somebody above to go, maybe we should take a look at this. Let's go tell Farwell directly. What is that? I mean, what kind of dynamic is that where that seems to be the right course of action? I'm sure this person didn't expect to get that phone call that day or even knew that information possibly, but they knew and they felt the right thing to do is to take it directly to the person that is the proposed perpetrator.
Yeah, systemic failure, absolute failure. there's got to be policies and procedures in place when a report is made about an officer. And clearly, whatever was in place was not followed here. It's just abominable.
Is that because reports just don't get followed up on in some departments, period? Like, report all you want and nothing's going to ever change or nothing's ever going to happen. We see it in many departments around the country where you hear of allegations. Sometimes you know the allegations are damn well true, maybe very difficult to be proven, but they just still stay on. And you know damn well that back within the department, others must know the truth about this person, but they just continue on until something really gets pushed to the point of you can't deny it anymore. I mean, I know that happens in more than just the police department. It happens in the larger organizations and things of that nature as well. But why is it where you have good people who are not involved in the circle of darkness, as we'll call it, but they get the information and they feel, well, I better just do this with it.
Yeah, when you have a closed system in that kind of a cohesive group, you've got to have outside accountability somehow. And I don't know enough, having not actually worked in a police department, to know what the best way to have that outside accountability is. But I think that involves government, and we've got to be vocal about the need for, you know, we've got to feel safe with law enforcement, and we've got to demand that.
Do we need something, and we're speaking specifically about law enforcement right now, but I'm sure this could be applied outside of it in areas that are fairly corrupt, Catholic Church being one of them when it comes to molesting kids. But this, just for the sake of this specific argument, and I'm sick to death of hearing this because I watched an interview this morning about it on Court TV, and it was just the typical, oh, bad apples. I'm sick of the bad apple. I'm sick of the bad apple remark of, oh, it's just a bad... I think we're at a state here in some of these departments where you have... Because it looks like this is going to go deeper than just him. Where it's no, you have bad trees. You have a bad orchard. And at some point, the orchard is just so infested with worms and grubs and crap, you have to tear the trees down because they're never going to survive anymore. So this whole, oh, it's a bad apple. There's bad apples and everything. Yes, there are, but sometimes it's just so infested you have to tear the damn forest down. Now, it's not a way of saying, let's not have police. I think that's idiotic, but there needs to be some sort of systemic, let's plow this shit down and restart from the ground up, because this little plucking the bad apples out of the infested trees doesn't seem to be working very well.
Yeah, definitely. Agree with you completely. There's something dirty in the system when you have multiple people involved in this kind of behavior, these kind of conspiracies, grooming of kids. You know, there's a system that stinks, and we need complete accountability from them.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7-9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.